Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is with us, and you're starting with League of Ireland, Darren.
Yes, Justin, there's a battle going on. I know Shamrock Rovers aren't quite there yet with the title win, but the battle is for Europe at this stage. Bohemians and St. Patrick's Athletic playing last night, played out a scoreless draw in the Premier Division of the SSE Electricity League. A result, to be honest, which it doesn't really suit either team, because both of them really needed a win last night to qualify for Europe outright. Third place, Shelburne, the big winners. Bohemians fourth, 4 points, 4 points behind Shells, and then Pats a point further behind Bows in fifth place. So a pretty feisty encounter. The Bohemians and their manager Alan Rennan's red carded, picked up two yellow cards. The Pats manager Stephen Kenny admitted to Adrian Eames after that both teams really needed to win that one with just two games remaining.
No, it isn't really what either team probably wanted. Particularly, we wanted to win. We did an epic game sort of on Friday against Shamrock Rovers. 1-0 win, took a lot out of players. We'd go again, quick turnaround Monday. Tough game, pitch was heavy tonight, all the rain that we've had. Bows were obviously really fired up. And overall, it was a fair result, I think.
Top three qualify for Europe. Fourth might be enough, depending on how the FAI Cup final plays out, if Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City. You're currently in fifth position. How do you see things now? Two games remaining.
Yeah, we've two games left, Waterford and Shelburne, and we've got to give got to try and win those games and give ourselves every chance. That may well be enough if we do win the two, I feel, but may or may not. So we'll have to, it would certainly put us in a strong position if we won the two. Need to bring a big performance on Friday and try and get that victory that we need to give ourselves every chance going into the last game.
Yeah, that's Stephen Kenny there with Adrian. Cove Ramblers manager Mick McDermott has left the club ahead of Friday's First Division playoff. Assistant coach Richie Holland will take over on a temporary basis. In the Premier League last night, West Ham lost 2-0 at home to Brentford. So West Ham remain 19th, second from bottom in the Premier League. Brentford up to 13th. The group stages of the Champions League resume tonight. Arsenal host Atletico Madrid. Manchester City travel to Villarreal, and Newcastle host Benfica. The Irish rugby squad head for Chicago later today for their meeting against New Zealand on the 1st of November. Mack Hansen has been ruled out of the game with a foot injury. Bundiaki and Robbie Henshaw remain doubts for the game, but they will be travelling. Jimmy O'Brien and Tom Farrell added to the squad. Monaghan's Kieran Duffy is retired from intercounty football. Key member of the Monaghan teams, which won Ulster titles in 2013 and 2015. Johnny Cooper has been appointed the new manager of the Dublin under-20s football team. This is his first managerial role. Now, it was such a busy weekend of sport, and one of the highlights was the American Grand National win for trainer Gordon Elliott and jockey Jack Kennedy with Zanhe here in that particular race. The horse is owned by Noel and Valerie Morn. Elliott sent six runners to the meeting in Far Hills and won five of them. He says it was one of the highlights of his career to date.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable day, to be honest. You know, obviously, we've been lucky enough to win Gold Cups and Grand Nationals and whatnot. But, you know, to go over, win the American Grand National and have four other winners on the card was something special. You know, we won all five jump races. You know, I suppose when the first one won, you think, great, the pressure's off, we had a winner, but we just kept winning, and it was just one of them days, everything went right.
And finally in snooker, Aaron Hill has qualified for the last 32 of the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast, and next up for him, a meeting with Barry Hawkins. We'll hear from him in the next hour.
Look forward to that, Darren. Thank you. It's 7:39.